Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, text, chapter 29, text 84. Mobile check, please, all mobiles. Etam,
Etam,
Mukunda,
Mukunda,
Yashasha,
Yashasha,
Bhupanam,
Bhupanam,
Purana, Punanam,
Punanam,
Devarshi,
Devarshi,
Varya,
Varya,
Mukha,
Mukha,
Nishtritam,
Nishtritam,
Chocham,
Chocham,
Ya,
Ya,
Kirchamanam,
Kirchamanam,
Adigachati,
Adigachati,
Paramestyam,
Paramestyam,
Nasmin,
Nasmin,
Ave,
Ave,
Namati,
Namati,
Mukta,
Mukta,
Samasta,
Samasta,
Andhaha,
Andhaha,
Etan Mukunda Yashasha Bhuvanam Punanam
Etan Mukunda Yashasha Bhuvanam Punanam.
Devarshivarya Mukha Nisritam Atma Shaucham
Devarshivarya Mukha Nisritam Atma Shaucham
Yatirjamanam Adigachati Paramesyam
Yatirjamanam Adigachati Paramesyam
Nasmin Pave Brahmati Mukta Samasta Bantaha
Nasmin Pave Brahmati Mukta Samasta Bantaha
Etan Mukunda Yashasa Bhuvanam Punanam
Etan Mukunda Yashasa Bhuvanam Punanam.
Devarshivarya Mukha Nisritam Atma Shaucham
Devarshivarya Mukha Nisritam Shaucham
Yakirtyamanam Adigachati Paramesyam
Yakirtyamanam Adigachati Paramesyam
Nasmin Bhave Brahmati Mukta Samasta Bandaha
Nasmin Bhave Brahmati Mukta Samasta Bandaha
Samastabandha.
Tá.
mukunda jasacha bhuvanam punanam
etra mukunda jasacha bhuvanam punanam
deva shivaya mukha nishtam atma shaucham
deva shivaya mukha nishtam atma shaucham
yaha kritya mana nadika chati paramishtam
yaha kritya
Nashme bhava brahmati mukta samasta bandha
Nashme bhava brahmati mukta samasta bandha
this material world. It purifies the heart of the living entity and helps him attain his spiritual identity. One who relates this transcendental narration will be liberated from all material bondage and will no longer have to wander within this material world. Purport. Okay, that's the last photograph, please. No more cameras. As indicated in verse 79, Narad Muni advised King Prajñavardhi to take to devotional service rather than waste time performing ritualistic ceremonies and cruative activities. The vivid descriptions of the subtle and gross bodies in this chapter are most scientific, and because they are given by the great sage Narada, they are authoritative. Because these narrations are full of the glory of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they constitute the most effective process for the purification of the mind. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirmed, Chaito Darpana Marjanam. The more we talk of Krishna, think of Krishna, and preach for Krishna, the more we become purified. This means we no longer have to accept a hallucinatory, gross and subtle body, but instead attain our spiritual identity. One who tries to understand this instructive spiritual knowledge is delivered from this ocean of nescience. The word paramesyam is very significant in this connection. Paramesyam is also called Brahmaloka. It is the planet on which Lord Brahma lives. The inhabitants of Brahmaloka always discuss such narrations so that after the annihilation of the material world, they can be directly transferred to the spiritual world. One who is transferred to the spiritual world does not have to go up and down within this material world. Sometimes spiritual activities are also called paramesya. Nirantasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Trayam Rupa Kada Mayam Tathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jata Padakamaham Sri Guru Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sadrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Sadvaitam Sabhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Shakamitam Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhau Deena Bandhau Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Horipye Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Etan mukundu yashasa bhuvanam punanam te varshi varya mukas nisritam atma shaucham ya kirtyamanam adigashtati paramesyam nasmin bhave brahmati mukta samasta panda. So now we hear about the benefits of this chanting of this glories of the Lord as found in this chapter. Etan mukundu yashasa bhagavan bhuvanam punanam. topics are glorious because they're connected with Krishna. However instructive our hearing and chanting don't finally bring us to the point of devotional service to Krishna, then shramevi kevalam, we're simply wasting our time. But here the topics, although they're full of technical discussion about the nature of the gross body, the subtle body, and so on, although it's full of so many things, metaphorical language, finally it all brings us to the point of Mukunda Yashasa. The glories of Mukunda, the personality of Godhead, who can award liberation from material existence. Bhuvanam Gunam, the topics of Krishna is pavitra paramandula, snaviram shuddham apahavit, he's completely pure. And therefore, when the glories of the Lord are broadcast, the whole world becomes purified. Bhuvanam Gunam. And Devarshi Varyamukha Nishtam Atmashocho. Devarshi Varya means Narad Muni, the best of the sages among the demigods. Mukha Nishritam is just as earlier, Sukha Mukha Adamrita Drama Samyutta. This Srimad Bhagavatam was originally appreciated by, let's see, that's not right, that's not what I wanted to say. Sukha Mukha Adamrita Dravya Samyutta. This Srimad Bhagavatam was appreciated more after having been spoken by Sukadeva Goswami. Sukumukha Adamrita Dravya Samyutta. As a fruit becomes sweeter when tasted by a parrot. I read that in Prabhupada's Bhagavatam, but then one devotee whose family has a mango orchard told me that it's true. A parrot pecks at the fruit, and at that point where it's he does that, somehow the fruit becomes sweeter. So the ripe fruit of Vedic knowledge, Srimad Bhagavatam, becomes sweeter when spoken by Sukadeva Goswami. And here, Devarshi Varya Mukha Nishritam, spoken by Narad Muni, the best of the Devarshis. So we find so many topics in Bhagavatam spoken by Narad Muni, spoken by Sukadeva Goswami, spoken by Krishna himself, spoken by great authorities for our enlightenment. Devarshi Varya Mukha Nishritam Atma Shocham. And it purifies the self, purifies the heart. Hearing and chanting about Krishna will purify the heart, whether it's hearing and chanting about the holy names of the Lord or the qualities or form or pastimes. These will all purify the mind, purify the heart. Chaito Dharpanamaja. And the result will be that by this kirtan process, Adigachchati Parameshcham, one goes back home, back to Godhead. Adigachchati Parameshcham, one attains the supreme destination. Or Prabhupada gives another meaning, that Parameshcham
can also mean the abode of Brahma. And then the text is read as meaning that even on Brahmaloka they're chanting the glories of Krishna. Nasmin bhave brahmati mukta samastamam. When one is freed from bondage in this way by devotional service, na asmin bhave brahmati, one no longer has to wander in the miserable world of birth and death. Adigashriti paramescham, he goes back home, back to God. Chatvadeham punarjanmanayiti mamiti sarjan. Okay, let's see what kind of questions there are today.
The effect of the glories of Krishna so efficacious, it's purified. The devotee also, especially the neophyte devotee, we also want to get out of the material world. So how do we bring the two together? Helping to spread the glories of Krishna and also getting out of the material world.
By chanting the glories of Krishna, one is making progress on getting out of this material world. By chanting, by sankirtan, by distributing books, by preaching, one is purifying the heart. No other process is needed. We don't have to find something else. Hearing, chanting, preaching, serving. You have something else in mind?
No.
Good. Jnana Karmajanavratam. Karma and Jnana are thrown out. Some other questions? Okay, maybe we'll stop a little early today. No questions. Tomorrow we can same way. Okay, thank you. Hare Krishna, please.